In this collection of works, which we will study at greater length in a future talk, the ways of the rishis, the seers of old, are favorably contrasted with those who seek only the benefits of Vedic ritual. Quoting the Upanishads now, "Rising above the desire of sons, wealth, and the world, they followed the life of the pilgrim. For the desire of sons and wealth is the desire of the world, and this desire is vanity." Two related streams of thought appear to have prompted this reappraisal of the ritual tradition. One, we can detect in text from this period a more intense interest in the nature of the human than we see in the Veda, particularly this aspect called the self or soul. Behind this curiosity about the soul seems to be a growing anxiety about death. Numerous accounts relate tales of journeys to the underworld and speculations about what might happen when we die. In one of the Upanishads, the great god Indra is even depicted as worrying about death. In response to a philosopher who claims that body and soul are identical, Indra reasons, "If our self, our soul, is the body, and is dressed in clothes of beauty when the body is, then when the body is blind, the self is blind. And when the body is lame, the self is lame. And when the body dies, the self dies. I cannot find any joy in this doctrine." Correlated with the mounting concern about the nature of the human was a second stream of thought focused on a deeper understanding of the structures of reality. Increasingly, sages became more suspicious of the world of appearance and speculated as to what might lie behind it. Thus, Indian thought simultaneously broadens both its interior and its exterior horizons, becoming at the same time more meditative and more metaphysical. Curiously, this transformation in Indian religion happened at a time when similar developments were occurring in other important centers throughout the world. At roughly the same moment in history, we find such pivotal thinkers as Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle in ancient Greece, Confucius and the first Taoist philosophers in China, Zoroaster in Persia, the Hebrew prophets in Israel, and in India itself, the Buddha and Mahavira, the founders of Buddhism and Jainism respectively, emerge as part of this spiritual ferment. The rise of these individuals marked a new and perhaps an unprecedented interest in who and what the human was, and a deep concern for understanding appropriate human behavior. So impressive was this era, and so influential for subsequent humanity, that the Swiss philosopher Carl Jaspers called it the Axial Age. Jaspers thought this epoch, spanning the years 800 to 200 BCE, signaled the actual emergence of the individual self in human history. Certainly, there seems to be a greater emphasis placed on the individual during this time. And it's also during this time that the major world religions are established in their characteristic forms. Confucianism and Taoism arise in China, Buddhism and Jainism great numbers in India, and Judaism begins to take shape in post-exilic Israel and Mesopotamia, creating the context for the later development of Christianity and Islam. Even more than just the creation of new religions, though, the very function of religion appears to have changed during this time. Whereas before the Axial Age, religion's main concern was with what might be called cosmic maintenance, literally keeping the world going by ritually renewing the cosmos and practicing rites of fertility, offering food for the well-being of the gods, as we've just seen in the Vedic practices.